All right, we like it when this guy stops by, and he's been wandering around the halls this morning, so we thought we would have him in. It's our old friend. Let's open the door and welcome Sports Panties to the show. Hey, Sports Panties. Kind of a weird guy. How are you?
Doing all right here, guys.
Yeah, sure? We like it when you drop by because we know you're a huge sports fan, so why don't we just bounce a few items off of you? What do you think of this whole Zeke Elliott thing?
I understand the Mavericks are thinking of starting their season pretty soon.
Sure, yeah, that tonight, actually.
I wonder if old Dirk is planning to play for a few more years. If you ask me, I bet you Dirk is happy he at least got one ring.
Yeah.
This scorching hot sports opinion was fired off with authority by me, your local cousin claimed by the opioid epidemic. Sports panties.
Not really that hot of an opinion.
No, it had nothing to do with the whole Zeke thing that Craig asked about.
What's the deal with Nerlens Noel? Is he a quality big man? Or just a guy with limited skills who will flame out in the next couple of years?
I don't know. We'll find out.
This hot debate was created by me, a former sixth man of the year, YMCA, under 10 basketball, sports panties.
Give out sixth man of the year for basketball at that level?
I didn't realize you had such a sports background.
Did either of you two hear about all the stuff?
That's really general. I don't know.
I try to hear about it, but I often wonder when all these NFLers are going to stop kneeling for our nation's anthem. If Francis Scott Keith wanted us to kneel during the anthem, he would have written it for amputees with no legs.
What?
This oddly illogical point that sounds vaguely like a joke was brought to you by me, the only guy you know that has made love to a Sasquatch and not lived to regret it. Sports panties.
Okay.
Can we ask you about maybe what you think for the Rangers next season?
I sure have been working a lot lately.
Oh, you have, huh?
Working on my action shot mural of Zeke Elliott waiting in a courtroom. This artistic utterance of human words was sponsored and presented by me, your mother's second husband who dropped out of your life after the divorce. Sports panties.
You're sponsoring your own segments.
You guys have probably noticed by now I'm wearing a bear costume.
Yeah, we have noticed that. We couldn't help but notice.
Hard to miss.
It's my way of protesting the social injustice visited upon by to bears. I don't think they get a fair shake in nature and in the NFC North.
Well, you cracked yourself up.
This impressive display of speaking truth to power was brought to you by me, your left-handed orgasm donor.
Oh, man.
What's panties? Hey there, well, George.
Yeah?
I wonder when old Sean Lee's going to come back.
Well, maybe this week.
All
sounds
over
like
the place.
The Cowboys sure like him playing for their defense.
Yeah.
He seems like a pretty good player when he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they ought to start him at middle linebacker or something.
Okay. He's more of a weak side, but okay.
This recently introduced sports controversy was brought to you and patented by me, the camp counselor who told you you were pretty when no one else seemed to think so. Sports panties.
Well, we appreciate you coming by.
Old Jerry Jones should keep owning the Cowboys. They're worth over $5 billion. That sure is a lot of moolah. With that much money, maybe Jerry can hire a GM. Boom! Burned! This cowboy fun fact and scorching opinion was hand-delivered by the medical waste left over from your ballsack amputation. Sports panties.
Well, you really roasted Jerry, too, with that one.
You two seem to like sports.
Yeah?
So do I. Let's be cycle sisters.
What?
This gender-bending comment was brought to you by your anti-Harvey Weinstein fan who lynched your weed eater with a bad battery. Sports panties.
All right, well, sports panties, thanks for coming by, I guess.
Hey, no problem.
Have a good day.
See ya.
I'd like to now present you with a goodbye. Brought to you by your oddly underdeveloped and overexposed ticket character that'll make you feel icky the rest of the day, sports panties.
All right, there it goes, sports panties. He's starting to sound a little bit like Mike Francesa.
He might be our weirdest friend. And that's saying a lot when we know guys like Mushmouth.
Yeah, no kidding.